Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The big story in the NFL this week hasn't been Aaron Rodgers, I guess, retirement announcement, which came and went, and there were just people reacted, but then we kind of just watched it go by. But the NFL and NFLPA lawsuit, where basically it sure looks like the NFL was found that the NFL did try to collude on guaranteed contracts. The man that broke this story wide open, I will say the most desired guest in sports talk over the last 24 hours, Pablo Torre of Pablo Torre Finds Out, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Pablo, welcome to the show.
Look at those superlatives you're throwing at me. An honor to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me.
I'll say you earned them. I mean, some people I just give them away for free, but you, sir, earned them.
It's been a real look. I dive into rabbit holes professionally. That's kind of what the life and the curse I have chosen has been. I'm obsessive about these things. When someone says there's this document you're not allowed to see, and it has some real legitimate public interest, let alone regional, like actual fan interest and fascination. Yeah, I want that thing. So we got that thing.
How long did it take you guys to actually track this down from the time you started this process to be able to go live with it over the last 48 hours?
So I've been monitoring the story from afar for several months, but really it was when I called up my buddy, my now buddy. I didn't really know Mike Florio as well as I do now, last month even, but I called him up saying, hey, you wrote about how you have put a challenge to the world of journalism. Can anybody find the 61-page ruling that has been suppressed by the NFL and the NFLPA, it looks like? Can anyone out there do this? And I saw that as a direct velvet glove slapping me in the face. And so it took me, I would say about 3 weeks to realize, oh God, I think I have a way to get this. Yeah.
Pablo, you got it, obviously, and we've been talking about it now for 24, 48 hours. And I guess before we get into some of the, like, the nits and grits attached to all this, can you sell the common NFL fan that's listening right now why exactly they should have interest and care about this?
Yeah, this is the very thing that the richest and most powerful people in sports don't want you to see. And it involves some people that I think you've heard of. There is witness testimony that is referenced here repeatedly. There are private texts, emails, documents, slideshow presentations that involve the following people: Roger Goodell, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, Russell Wilson, 8 different NFL owners, the leaders of the NFL Players Association, various executives, various agents. Certainly Deshaun Watson and the story of the Browns is a major trigger, the trigger for this entire saga starting. And it's about the most, I think, the most important aspect of why the NFL operates the way it does, which is power and privacy. And you get into the communications, the private way that all of these people talk in real life, that they actively have tried to prevent you from realizing. So I start there, I guess.
That's a pretty good sales job there. I think you nailed it there. Pablo, I don't think the media at large has forgiven the Browns for trading for Deshaun, given the allegations in the lawsuit that he was under. And I still can kind of see that shading some of the coverage of the Browns, and probably rightfully so. But when we get to the NFL side of things, do we have evidence that the NFL owners have forgiven the Haslam family for giving out that guaranteed contract, which then we all know where that went from there?
Well, that's why it's so amusing to me, darkly amusing, because yes, look, the story broadly when that contract was announced was, oh my God, it's in the context of, you know, dozens of allegations and civil lawsuits around sexual misconduct, all of which is so well-worn territory at this point in terms of the public conversation. But the conversation behind closed doors in the NFL was entirely about the fact that it was fully guaranteed money. So that had never happened before at that magnitude, not even close. And so immediately what's starkly amusing about this story is that what seemed and maybe even was obvious to everybody in the NFL, which is they didn't want that contract to happen. Jimmy Haslam, Andrew Berry, right? The leaders of the Browns organization, the owner and the GM respectively, they were effectively the least popular people in the room when it came to the literal rooms that we're talking about here, the gatherings of all 32 NFL teams. Those guys were pariahs on the basis of doing the one thing that the ownership class as a group had collectively bargained the right to never do, which is guarantee contracts. So on that level, it was, of course, a problem for the league. But the darkly amusing part really is, isn't it then so obvious that no one would ever want to give full guarantees that you wouldn't need, if you were Roger Goodell, to tell them not to do it? And yet, this is such a subject of really pressing importance to the league that Roger Goodell, in emails with his now former general counsel, Jeff Pasch, they go back and forth in the days immediately after the Deshaun Watson signing, in which they established that the message to be given to these teams at the annual meetings in Palm Beach, Florida in 2022, weeks after the Deshaun Watson contract is announced, they need to establish to everybody that you guys shouldn't do this. It would be a bad idea for you to do this. And that's the arbitrator's finding, which is the league office from the top down encouraged, enabled, sought to enable collusion under this argument that you guys should not want to do this. And I would argue the darkly amusing part, the darkly amusing aspect of this is that it was unnecessary because of how unpopular that deal was. So it's a cover-up, really. It's a story of a cover-up as well as, the incentive structure at play for everybody.
Well, and then that goes into, former Browns center J.C. Tretter. This is the part I find incredibly fascinating because it was almost like hiding in plain sight the entire time. We watched someone that was a top five center in the league all of a sudden become the NFLPA president, and then he gets his second term, and then he's just out of a job. And part of that is because he was trying to push these guaranteed contracts. And then, again, as talented as he is, nobody picked him up. Nobody gave him another chance, and that was it.
Yeah, there is so much Browns in this story that I was kind of blown away by. It's all about March of 2022 and people associated with the Cleveland Browns. So J.C. Tretter, by the way, yeah, so he's elected to a second term days before the Deshaun Watson signing. This is all concurrent with these annual meetings in which the slideshow presentation is given by the NFL Management Council, which is the league and certainly the most powerful people in the league that I was referring to, giving these notes to these owners. And then he's cut days after that, right? So all of this indicating that J.C. Tretter, as a guy who could not hold the office of president of the players union anymore, once his term expired, his second term would be his last term, then sets about installing the replacement for Demoris Smith, who that same month, that same March 2022 month, is also being pushed out of his job, giving this bit of, running room. You know, a hole has opened up. J.C. Tretter knows that well. He opens up a hole and he says, wait a minute, I can figure out a candidate here this is my reporting now, my interpretation of what happened here, is that J.C. Tretter runs the most confidential search, unusually confidential search in the history of players union leadership, in which he has everybody sign confidentiality agreements. He has all of this stuff in play, in which he has a guy that he likes, this guy Lloyd Howell, who himself, I won't belabor his personal history, but it is extremely shady, and we chronicle why that is on the podcast, coming from Booz Allen, which was under federal investigation as well and had to have a giant fraud settlement. He installs Lloyd Howell, who then gives J.C. Tretter a job that had never existed before, chief strategy officer, making him an executive with the union that he could be, he could remain past his playing days expiring, which then sets up, as you follow this winding road, the question of why didn't J.C. Tretter want this document released, even though he was the head of the players union and there's all of this dirt on the owners. Well, it turns out that J.C. Tretter, in the course of this process of...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Discovery had said some things about Russell Wilson, insulting him repeatedly, saying basically that Russell Wilson is the reason why the guaranteed contracts never came to the NFL after Deshaun, because Russell Wilson did not fight for his own guarantees, only to then realize also in the document that, oh, wait, the owners had been advised to collude. That's actually the reason why. But he didn't want to be on record blaming one of his own, blaming a player. And so part of the cover up here is that J.C. Tretter, I am reporting here, one big part of it was that he did not want to be established as a guy who betrayed his own membership. Essentially, self-interest over collective interest, which is a problem for a union, especially if it's covering up some of the most explosive details that we've ever gotten in the history of labor unions versus sports leagues.
Pablo Torre on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So I just think it's interesting from the NFLPA side that you could come away looking as bad as the NFL, given how bad the NFL looks. do you think that there are repercussions from this coming to light on the NFLPA side of things?
Yeah, I think that's a great summary. Somehow, the organization that feels like it did the worst by its own constituents is the union, for all the reasons I've now exhaustively detailed to you. And so the question then is, okay, what are you going to do? These are your leaders. Do you trust them? If you're, for instance, Justin Herbert, who is a player who pops up in one of these text message exchanges between the Cardinals owner and the Chargers owner, in which the Chargers owner, of course, Justin Herbert is the Chargers quarterback, is talking about how great it is that the Kyler Murray deal was not a guaranteed deal, that they kept the guarantees down, that the salary structure is very favorable to the team. Justin Herbert has not seen this document, had not seen this document until I published it. Russell Wilson hadn't. Kyler Murray hadn't. Lamar Jackson, who's a major character in this as well, had not seen it. Lots and lots and lots of people who are protagonists in this document have never seen it. And so they're processing all this now. And lots of them, from a financial perspective, from a fiduciary duty perspective, as a union member, as a how dare you not tell me the truth about how my employer has been talking about me explicitly behind my back perspective, they all have reasonable grievances with the leadership of this current union. And so that is the big domino that I'm monitoring is what are they going to do about that? And already what we're hearing, Florio and I are both hearing, is that notable players in the league are seeking clarity on what their options are in terms of filing now grievances of their own against their own union leadership.
Yeah, the Lamar Jackson side of this, Pablo, I think is the most interesting to me because there's so many layers to it. But the idea that Lamar could just no team was interested and all these other things. And if you're Lamar, you had to be thinking there's no way this isn't right. But ultimately, at the end of the day, he finds out that, yeah, it wasn't right. And this wasn't on the up and up.
Yeah, Lamar is look, so much of this story is about here are some headlines that you may have heard in 2022. Right. And so what Lamar Jackson, what that chapter of the story explains is that, he didn't get any incoming offers once the Ravens placed that non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson. And the question, of course, as they were going back and forth and Lamar wanted full guarantees, he is quoted in the document texting Eric DaCosta, the GM, I want full guarantees. Did not get it. One question I would have if I was Lamar Jackson, and he is representing himself, his mom being his manager, one question I would have is, did I not get any offers despite being a future two-time MVP? He had won one MVP by that point. Mm-hmm. Did I not get any offers because the league encouraged teams to not give out full guarantees? And I'm the guy who clearly said, I want full guarantees. Like, it decodes a lot of what we saw out front by giving us access to backstage. And yeah, I would have many questions if I was Lamar, and I would be mostly concentrated, frankly, on union leadership, which withheld all of this from me, as well as the league officials and the owners who seem to be very much aligned on their incentives.
All right, this is going to be kind of a loaded question, but it's really the only kind of question that I ask. You think the NFL's learned anything from any of this?
I think it's interesting that Jeff Pasch, general counsel, is no longer the general counsel. Mike Florio posted something about this today, and it's an interesting question, right? Like that guy was the steward of the NFL's legal response for decades, I believe. Concussion stuff and beyond. He was the guy who steered them to a world of great profit, and he stepped out before we ever got, of course, my reporting out there this week. And so I would wonder if the NFL realized, I would ask the question, did the NFL realize that him being all over this in terms of written documentation with Roger Goodell was something that they could not abide by? Which is to say, did they learn, and this is just a question, did they learn that these should be phone calls instead of emails? That would be one thing maybe the NFL had already learned. Beyond that, I think you guys asking questions helps actually shape the answer, because really all of this is about how to gain leverage in public. They wanted to suppress it from having anybody learn about it in public. And the question is, do people care enough to make it a story? The more questions that are asked, and there are some really good, hard questions that the NFL should have to answer here. The more questions that are asked, I think the more they're going to be forced to learn. But if people ultimately are numb to this stuff, and I don't think they should be, to be very clear, then I think the NFL, yeah, doesn't have a lot to worry about. I am hopeful, though, that this is just juicy enough where people realize this is kind of sports in a nutshell.
What has your reaction been to the idea that some of the more mainstream sites, like ESPN, for instance, some of the people that are in bed with the NFL just kind of let the story come and go and didn't put anything on their websites and didn't traffic in any stories involving this when it's so massive?
Yeah, I would say that when I say maybe annoyingly that I'm a journalist and therefore I prefer sunlight as opposed to hiding anything. I mean that both you know, ideologically, I guess that's a philosophy that I have. I mean, it also very self-interestedly, though. Like, I think this is a story people want to click on. And I think, you know, I was asking Florio about this. I was like, how is it doing on your site? And it's really popular. And so even again, when I get to the larger question of cover up, right? It's one thing to be like, this is being covered up because it's boring. It's another thing to cover it up despite active public interest. And I mean that both in terms of the good of the people who are involved, the good of the fans who want to know how the sausage is made and whether that should inform how they feel about things they actively pay into, whether it's via public money, whether it's via jerseys, whether it's via their time and their money as gate attendance is concerned, or TV ratings or subscription services or a zillion other things. I also mean it, though, in terms of like clicks. Like, if this is something people want to know about and you're not actively talking about it, why? Truly, why? Mm-hmm. And I don't presume to have the answer because I'm not in every newsroom. I used to be in a couple of the ones you referred to, but I would never assume the worst without having done the reporting on it. I just know that it's a good question to ask.
If you guys want to find more details out on this, check out Pablo Torre Finds Out latest episode. Pablo, I've been a fan of yours since ESPN days, but I will tell you, I don't even know if it's demeaning to call it a podcast. What you do on your show is the perfect blend of informational and entertainment, and I think we need more of that. Oh, and that J word you use too, journalism.
You know, listen, man, I really appreciate that. Part of what I always try to do is make sure if I'm going to serve anything that feels like vegetables, I want to melt some cheese on the broccoli. You know, I was almost about to curse on your show. It's fun. This bleep is fun. Like, it's a juicy story. There are big names, big characters doing things they don't want you to know about. All of that stuff is cinematic to me. The fact that you also get to feel like, wow, there's some nutrition in here. Yeah, I'd like to think that there's a market for that, and I appreciate you guys saying so.
And I'm usually anti-nutrition. Anyone will tell you that. Pablo, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Anytime, guys. Thank you.
Pablo Torre there. Pablo Torre finds out the explosive story about the NFL owners and the NFL, the league itself, colluding against its players. Not great, Bob. We will react to that in just about 5 minutes there on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.